This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renewed his call to embrace Swadeshi goods and avoid unnecessary purchase of gold and destination weddings abroad. In a video message, the Prime Minister asked Indians to shun leisure trips abroad, avoid getting married overseas and refrain from buying gold unless necessary. Mr. Modi congratulated the country on recording 7.8% economic growth and spoke of the need to promote self-reliance and give greater emphasis to Swadeshi products. The Prime Minister said India is progressing rapidly despite global uncertainty, wars, crises and disruptions to supply chains.
देशवासियों को बहुत बहुत बधाई 7.8% ग्रोथ देश खुशियों से भर गया है लेकिन देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का एक प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई है चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर रहा है
Taking a swipe at his critics, he said some people within the country, drowned in an atmosphere of despair, are spreading the lies all around. The government has reduced the stock holding limit for sugar dealers from 4,000 quintals to 2,000 quintals effective from the 15th of this month till the 30th of November this year. Our correspondent reports that the new stock limit is aimed to curb hoarding and speculative trading, protect consumer interest by ensuring adequate availability and price stability. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will visit Raipur today to attend third convocation of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Raipur. The convocation will mark a significant milestone in the institute's academic journey with degrees being conferred on graduating students from undergraduate, postgraduate, super speciality, doctoral and allied health sciences programs in the presence of distinguished dignitaries. A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analysing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Indian Embassy said that the team commenced the analysis at the Nepal Police Central Forensic Science Laboratory and the National Forensic Science Laboratory in the Humaltar area of Kathmandu Valley. The Indian experts are working with their counterparts to speed up the processing of DNA samples collected from flood-affected areas and help establish the identities of victims and missing persons. The deployment of Indian forensic team is part of ongoing efforts to support Nepal in the aftermath of the recent flash floods, which caused significant loss of life and left several people unaccounted for. U.S. has begun fresh strikes on Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC targets inside Iran. Iranian media reported that explosions were heard in Bandar Abbas, Hormuz, Asalweh, Zeroft, Kushim Island, Konarak, Chabahar, Jask, Sirik and Lavan. The U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said it completed the wave of strikes against Iranian military targets, which included air defense sites, mine laying capabilities and communication sites, among others. It said that the strikes follow recent attempted attacks by IRGC against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and against American service members. In response, Iran's IRGC claimed an attack on U.S. military barracks at Jordan's Camp Tetin. Iran's army said it targeted U.S. forces stationed at Bahrain Sheikh Isa Air Base. Kuwait's army said the country's air defenses responded to attacks by hostile drones from Iran. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today. And in badminton, India's leading shuttlers Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma will begin their campaigns today at the China Masters Super 750 in Shenzhen, Guangdong Province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.